Fight!
Welcome to New Game Plus, a retro gaming podcast where three guys spend 7 days playing one old game and then we talk about it. My name's Dustin.
My name's Kenny.
I'm Nolan.
And this is episode 26 where we talk about Yo!
Noid.
And as always, we start with the question of the week. Yes, thank you guys. Completely supporting me. I feel good. I feel good energy this episode.
It's gonna be a good episode. We're not leaving you hanging.
It is, and we're not even talking about a terribly awful game. But more on that later. We're gonna talk about the question of the week first, which I don't know if this is related in any way, but guys, what's your favorite pizza topping? I mean, most everybody enjoys pizza, but what is the thing that you enjoy most on top of your pizza? You cannot say cheese.
Are we sponsored by Domino's right now?
Well, I mean, we'll see at the end of this episode, whoever's paying the money.
Mine's pepperoni. The classic, won't let you down, gotta have it, nothing else.
You of just course, like those, Kenny, you don't like pepperoni. Those round ronies?
I just like those round ronies, those red round peppers. Ronies.
Wait, red peppers like actual peppers or the crushed red peppers?
I was talking about pepperonis, but gotta have the crushed red pepper.
Gotta have that crush.
Yes. Pepperoni, really though, I don't really go for any weird stuff. I don't do anything off of that, so it's just pepperoni.
Kind of just straight-laced.
Yep.
All right, that's good. Kenny?
I probably would have to say pineapple. I'm a big pineapple guy.
Do you want to know something? And I don't mean to just butt in, but I had never had pineapple on a pizza. I knew that people did that, but I always thought that was weird. Why would you put fruit on a pizza? And it was just a month or two ago when for the very first time I had pineapple on my pizza.
It's really good.
Yeah, it was incredible.
I actually like it a lot. It sounds so weird. I know. But it's definitely good.
I'm a meat lover, and so anytime I can get like meat lovers type of pizza, so just bacon, sausage, pepperoni, put all the meats on my pizzas, and I enjoy that.
You're so bad at favorites.
I like meat.
You gotta pick
Let's
one.
Be real. You who are bad at favorites.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm way worse at favorites.
Okay, like, if I have to pick one, bacon.
If we put all of our three favorites together on a pizza, it'd be really good.
Yeah.
I'd eat it.
I would totally eat that.
All right, what's a terrible topping?
I mean, the classically bad, but it really is bad because they're terrible, is anchovies.
Anchovies.
Yeah.
All right. I hate olives.
Really? I don't mind
I dislike them. Olives. I don't hate them, but I don't get them on my pizza.
Yeah, Dustin does not like olives. I've also started talking about myself in third person.
In the third person? That's good.
Nolan's wondering what's coming next.
No, it's not about olives. I mean, it's just about pizza. But why in the world, our viewers might be asking, are you guys talking about pizza for the first 5 minutes of your gaming podcast? Why would you do that? And I'll tell you why in two simple words. Yo,
Noid.
Kenny.
Wait, last time I get credit for not leaving you hanging, and this time I get thrown under the bus for ruining it?
Yo, Noid.
Overview.
Yo, Noid is a platformer game. It came out in 1990, and Capcom published this game. Shockingly, Capcom published it.
Really?
Developed by Now Production. Never heard of them. It's a localization of a Japanese game called that translates to The Masked Ninja Hanamaru. So it's vastly different when you look at the two next to each other. And that is because Yo Noid was meant to promote Domino's Pizza House. And a character in I don't know what fashion. When you play the game, you don't get that. You don't see any kind of Domino's references. At least I didn't. I mean, it's obviously about pizza.
Unlike the loading screen, it's like published by Domino's. Like it gives credit to Capcom and to Domino's both. And then there's lots of pizza references.
I actually didn't notice that.
I do know that in the gaming handbook, you know, I mean, when you used to get games, you used to get a little gaming book with it with some artwork,
awesome.
Some of the characters. But I think that in the gaming handbook or in the little booklet you got, there was like a dollar off a pizza coupon in the
yes,
back.
You're right. Yeah. There was a coupon in the back. So this game really was Domino's buying into the video game genre, trying to advertise, and it's seen in the character. You can see it on load screens. You can see it in the manual. It's about pizza. So the gameplay revolves around this character called the Noid. And the Noid was like Domino's character. So he existed before the game came out as like their mascot, I suppose. And this game was going to put him on the map. And so it's a really, really ugly dude in a bunny costume, a red bunny costume, who has a yo-yo. Like,
is he a human?
I don't know.
No, he's the Noid.
He's the Noid.
Yeah, I understand he's the Noid. Okay, so first of all, I guess yo is just like an attempt to get his attention.
His attention, yeah. Yo, Noid.
Just like saying, what's up?
Okay, so yo Noid is not his name. He's the Noid.
The Noid, yeah.
Uh-huh. And Yo is getting his attention. Does Yo have to do with Yo-Yo in any way?
Probably, yeah. I thought it was a tie-in with that, but it's like Yo! Exclamation mark. Like, hey, listen, because right. The mayor calls you to save the city, New York City. So, Yo Noid, come here. And
because this is really story-heavy.
Very story-heavy, very important. You need the story. If you don't have the story, you don't have the game.
There's a lot of sarcasm here for viewers that are not familiar with us.
With what sarcasm is?
Or with what sarcasm is.
Let's do an overview for sarcasm.
He's a human or whatever, annoyed. I mean, he's a human-esque creature in a skin-tight, red, rabbit-eared bodysuit.
It's exactly what it sounds like.
It's ridiculous. I mean, it's really disturbing, honestly. If taken out of context, like if you're walking, you know, around and see Noid coming out of an alleyway, you're gonna run the opposite direction.
That's scary. If you run into somebody like cosplaying this randomly, you're gonna just assume that they're about to serial murder you.
So you're equipped with a yo-yo. It's your weapon of choice as the Noid. You platform your way through however many stages, maybe 10 stages, throughout New York City. And you fight Mr. Green. Mr. Green is like your copycat or something. He's like posing as you. And he wears a green bunny costume. So Mr. Green's monsters or goons or whatever are wreaking havoc on New York City. And the Noid is called in to yo-yo them away.
So let's talk about how this humanoid, skin-tight, red, rabbit-eared bodysuit guy is actually played with.
You just said humanoid. Played I wonder with? If that's part of where they get the name Noid.
It's surrounded in mystery. We don't
know.
shrouded in mystery.
I was assumed it was a play on like annoyed because he's annoying, but I have no idea.
No, that
There's
is it.
So many things. Is it really?
Yeah, it's something along the lines of delivering pizza in 30 minutes is like his challenge, and something about annoying is where they get it from. I don't know where.
Yeah, like you don't want to be annoyed, and so you want your pizza to get there quickly.
Yeah, something like that.
If it wasn't like the Noid interfered and made your pizza be late and messed it up or whatever.
Yeah, that's like their campaign, which...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. That sucks.
So as you can tell, there's a lot of ambiguity with this character and this game. If you're feeling uneasy, don't worry. We are too. And this is just how this game is. And let's talk about the gameplay aspects and how this actually worked itself out. How we actually played this week with the Noid.
Gameplay.
There are difficult games, and then there are NES difficult games. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Early like, games, yeah.
For some of these early NES games, there is a high level of difficulty, and Yo Noid is one of those. It's not impossible, because there are some early NES games.
Yeah, this isn't Top Gun.
Right. Like, I mean, you can beat this, but without save states, I believe that it would be probably absolutely maddening to the point of broken controllers.
It's going
to
take you a while. Like, I definitely use save states so I could get through the game and talk about it. But without it, you don't have checkpoints. You
Absolutely.
Just have extra lives, and that's it. It's definitely hard.
But even then, it's like it's not extra lives like in your level. You know, you don't get to like get big and then get hit and be small.
No, it's like every 20,000 points or something.
Like every time, like, yeah, you're earning extra credits basically, but like as you're going through each level, you get touched once, start over.
Right. And yeah, just one time thing. And so, Nolan, you said as a platformer. So, yeah. So, like most platformers, it's left to right. You're just moving across the stage, avoiding enemies or yo-yoing them to death. There's a few that you could jump on if you get the Pizza Crusher, which, what?
I don't know.
There's this pogo stick Pizza Crusher that you can get in some stages. I think someone else is riding it. You yo-yo them to death. You jump on, and for a little bit, you can use that as a, I don't know, a jumping traveling device. And the game is not long. Like if you know what you're doing, you're gonna get through the stages in an hour of game time, unless you can just never beat it and can't and struggle to even get past the first stage because of the difficulty. Okay, so you guys need to tell our viewers about these boss battles, right? Because at the end of every platformer game, you know, at each stage, you get mini bosses, you get major bosses, whatever. But at the end of these stages, there's something unique that transpires that's just either beautiful or absolutely horrendous.
Who wants to fight a boss when you can just eat pizza?
That's right. It's a pizza eating contest. Like, so in place of...
So one time?
No, you do this at the
oh,
end
twice?
Of... twice? Nope. Not twice.
Wait, what? Okay, so what do you mean? You don't do it every single time,
pretty much,
right?
You do, pretty much. It's a pizza eating contest against another Noid. It's like, welcome to the pizza eating contest. Reigning champ gets to go first. So apparently they've built a reputation in the city of pizza eating, and they're really good at it. But what it consists of is cards that have numbers on them, and the AIs is chosen randomly, and you're shown their value of the card. So say it's 3, and then you yourself get to pick from your cards, and you've got a couple of things that can modify your number. You've got multipliers that can double it, and then you have like a hot sauce card that you can use to flat out beat their card if the number's too high and too scary. Basically, you want to get a higher number than they have to win that round. And then you have to fill up your meter to completion with pizzas. And so there's nothing to it. It's not much of a mini game. It's just like...
It's a really basic logic puzzle, but like a kid could do it and be fine.
Well, I don't... Okay. Then I'm an idiot because, listen...
This is like, I'm not a kid.
You didn't say, I don't think, but... And I hope y'all put these together, but the cards that you have access to during that boss at the end of each stage is comprised of things that you collected in the side-scrolling game.
Right.
In the stage right before that boss.
Right.
And so you can get a x2, you know, multiplier card. You can get a couple of those in a stage. You can get, you know, the hot sauce and the pepper and the different things like that. But if you miss those, then it's near impossible to beat that boss, and then you have to play the entire stage again.
Yeah, it's those cards, the card that doubles your number is huge. Like, that's probably huge. The most OP card. You need that to beat the last boss, pretty much, because he has a lot of sixes and fives.
Yeah, assuming you have a good variety of cards, though, like the right things going in, the play itself isn't especially elaborate.
Right.
Yeah.
Like your gameplay in the level before that is important to how you are going to do in the minigame, which you could say it was balanced, but it's also pretty annoying considering it's like a one-stop shop. Like, you're done if there's no checkpoint.
Right. No, it's super annoying.
And it's annoying. And without save states, I couldn't have done it. I'll just tell you right now.
All right, so Nolan, did you beat the game?
I did beat the game.
So you went all the way and took out Mr. Green.
I did, which was the exact same mini game as the other ones. There's no difference other than it was way harder.
Is there any kind of like conclusion to the game or ending to the story?
There's not.
Domino's doesn't deliver you a pizza for free,
it's like,
or something.
It's like you win, and then it goes to black, or it shows like the Noid walking down the street, like bobbing, and then it fades to black and says end.
Nice.
Nothing
for
else.
Real?
It's for real?
I'm assuming you didn't beat it, Kenny?
No, I probably got halfway or so is all.
I didn't beat it. So this is what, like, I was going pretty strong, and then I would, this is kind of what my week consisted of. I would play the stage and struggle through it, you know, die a couple of times and just, you know, really rely on save states to get through it. Not that it's super hard, and there's not tons of enemies coming at you. There's really not, but...
It's not easy either, though.
Yeah, it's not easy, but controlling Noid is kind of like clunky, and so he'd very easily fall off into holes or fall into the water or fall into the sewage or whatever the stage might prevent as obstacles. And so I would finally get through that, and then I'd get to this pizza stage, which is not skippable, and you can't speed through it, and so it's a long, tedious process, and so I would get to that, have no energy or desire left wanting to play, and so I would save it, come back to it the next day when I was, you know, interested in it again, finally beat that pizza stage, play the next stage, get to the next pizza stage, and say, I don't want to play this pizza stage, save it. And then that was my rotation throughout the week until I got to a pizza stage. You said kids can beat it, but I got to a point where I am not being able to conquer this pizza stage, so you can either make fun of me or whatever.
Oh, no. I'm just saying, like the gameplay mechanics are that simple. Because it does rely on how you did on the level, and because of, you know, like, they do increase in difficulty, it's not like it's a freebie.
There is another mini game.
What?
Yeah. I don't know
Whack-a-mole?
How. Yes. I don't know how to activate it, but at certain parts of the level, I don't know if it's like a invisible thing you jump into or something, but one time I was thrown into a whack-a-mole level that took the place of that pizza thing.
I wish I could do that every time.
Yeah, because it's so much easier. All you have to do is hit enough moles to like pass this certain marker, and it's really simple. They give you plenty of time, and that's it.
Wait, I just remember there is a random stage where you're not traveling on foot, but you have a skateboard.
Mm-hmm.
and you have to take off the ramps.
To me, like, that one so was random. More I liked that stage more than the other one, so I thought
it was nice that they put some variety. And like, I know you kind of scoffed at it, but even the like pogo stick I thought was kind of fun.
Yeah, I would just like to say that obviously Nolan doesn't hate this game as much as the previous game that we won't even say the name of, because he's actually gotten through two sections so far without completely trashing the game.
Trying.
You're trying to hard. Be a better person.
I feel like so far, I feel like you really, really didn't enjoy it though, Dustin.
How could you guess? let's actually move on and let's talk about how this game is aged.
Aged.
I'll jump in and just say fairly terribly in my mind. Like, when the whole point of a game is to like synergize with an ad campaign that is now over like 26 years ago. You know, because Noid was like late 80s, you know, this was like near the end of their run as this like being their mascot. And like, that was the push, that was the appeal. It was like, video games are cool and people kind of like our mascot. It would be almost like if they did a Geico lizard.
It's exactly,
you know,
like
cell phone
I'm
game
sure
that
have,
was just cheesy.
The
oh, they probably have, you know what I mean? And people just download it for the character, and it gives you a little bit of like just free synergy. And I don't know, maybe it was even a bigger deal than that, because that was sort of the big push. And because of the awkwardness of like it clearly being a, I say clearly, I'll go with clearly, like a reskin of another game, to where like the story and what you're doing and the character just didn't even like really fit or make sense. And then beyond that, it not being noteworthy on anything except for the boss fights, you know, that were obviously not a highlight for you guys. I actually thought kind of enjoyable and intriguing. I wish it was a mini game to support something, not actually a boss fight. But anyways, for all of those reasons, and for the fact that the music made me want to put my head through my monitor most of the time, and I'm a fan of 8-bit music, I just couldn't stand it for whatever reason. I would say no, it hasn't aged too gracefully.
No, I'm actually kind of with you, Kenny, on the mini game. I probably enjoyed that more than I should have, but because it's so basic, but the game overall sucks and didn't age great. I mean, Domino's is still around, so they survived through this nightmare, but you're gonna want to ditch this character pretty quick, and I'm glad they realized it.
Yeah, they did.
Okay, it's un-game related, so I don't want to spend a lot of time on it. But we got to talk about that a little because it's
you can
it's
tell
so
the
funny.
Story.
No, I'm gonna, okay. I'm getting there. I'm going to it.
Okay, good.
If we're talking about the same thing, I
yeah.
Hope
oh,
so.
I'm sure.
Crazy.
Just that whole character and why Domino's quit like supporting okay. him because it was a big popular character back in the day.
Grab
we
your coffee.
Built attention, viewers. Are you ready for
it
this?
It wasn't just that this game was bad.
No, it wasn't that they played the game and were like, "Oops." So. This guy named Kenneth Lamar Noid is a mentally ill customer, and he was upset with Domino's because he thought that Domino's was making fun of him.
He's like fully mentally ill, like schizophrenic or something.
Right. He actually had problems. It wasn't
yeah,
like he was
truly
just,
crazy.
Yeah. He thought Domino's was making fun of his name. With the Noid character and the design of it. And if you really do think that, then that is insulting because he's an ugly guy. But so he goes into a Domino's restaurant and held some employees hostage. And he was like making demands for like money. And so he, and I don't know if there was weapons involved or whatever, but he held them. Captive, and then he was charged with kidnapping and, you know, aggravated assault and all that stuff. So Domino's was like, yep.
So all kinds of bad press, like, related to the name. Yeah.
Right.
And this, had, from my sense, this is a little before my time, but my sense was this was, like, actually a popular character for the franchise. As weird as he is, like, I watched some of the commercials, and they're totally 80s and a little cheesy, but they were charming and, like,
cheesy.
Well done for the time. And, like, it seemed to me like this was something that they had put a lot of time into, but then they were like, nope, we're out.
Yeah. Like, it's so ridiculous. Just when you think this, the whole concept of this game and character is done, I read that, and I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
So the moral of the story is this character, Noid, has ruined a lot of people's lives, including ours at this point. But, like, here's my thing. Like, I agree. This game has aged terribly, but that's not what makes it bad. I feel like it could have not even aged a day and it'd still be a horrible game. Like, I mean, we can talk about the age, but like the graphics are poor. All the bosses, by the way, and can't even call them bosses. I don't know what this is, but every Noid or character, rabbit character that you eat pizzas against at the end of each stage is the exact same, just a different color scheme. So like they couldn't even like create individual characters. They even Mr. Green.
It's just
the
color.
Exact same model of Noid, but just not red. He's green, and so like I think though it aged most on the lack of any kind of story. Like you mentioned some at the beginning, Nolan, but most games even today. Yeah, and even platformers have some kind of fun or interesting story that is intriguing. But this didn't have a story. They threw that in last minute so that there could be some semblance of some kind of context to what was happening.
Yeah. So even like without the gimmick of the Noid character, which again being a basically a reskin and a rework of the Japanese game, even having played the original game, you're assuming it would have just been not a worthwhile experience.
Agreed.
The final shell shock.
Which brings us to the section of the podcast where we determine whether or not we are going to give this new game plus status. Is Yo Noid worth our viewers finding a copy of it and playing it once again? Nolan?
No.
All right.
No, it's definitely not getting that from me. It looks like Microsoft Paint. It makes me mad that a pizza place from America just wanted to like make money
from America
off of someone else's character.
Like your patriotism is hurt from this game.
My patriotism is hurt. I feel like I've been betrayed. Right. No, but like, yeah, they took a game and they were like, hey, let's give us that, and we're going to slap our brand on that, and our stupid character is going to replace your cool artwork, and we're gonna sell this, and put a little coupon in the booklet, too.
Right. So here's the thing that's sad. I bet the Ninja Hanamaru or whatever, you know, that mm-hmm. original, I bet that was really good.
The art, it's like, it looks really cool. The gameplay is similar, so it's the gameplay is probably terrible, but...
I bet it doesn't end each stage with a pizza contest.
I doubt it.
No, I think the equivalent is like the characters, the ninjas, stand across from each other, and you're throwing ninja stars at each other. It's the same mechanic of like picking cards and like how many you get to throw, yeah. You know, but you're at least
it's at least better,
a fight. Yeah. It at least sort of makes sense. You know what I mean?
All right. All right. Kenny, new game plus status?
I kind of want to say yes, just to see how much it infuriates Dustin.
I'll stop talking to you.
But no, I can't. Though I do have to say my honorary New Game Plus status to the character of the Noid, just because the story is intriguing, and I'm a big fan of like 80s vibed things. So go back if you're older and hit a little nostalgia bomb watching some of those commercials, or if you want something just entertaining, go read about that whole story that Nolan talked about and how crazy that is, because it was worth a grin. But in terms of like the game itself, no need. More like no Noid.
Oh gosh,
you knew.
Dustin, what do you give this game your new game plus?
Never. Like I'd say if you could rent it, don't. But if you could find it, in a store and actually buy and get yourself a copy of it just for, you know, your own records, your own collection, don't do that either.
How about if you could steal it from a store?
Yeah, if you could steal it from a store, or if someone just off the street offered you a free copy, don't accept that offer either, and
even if
walk
you,
out of the store.
Even if you need like a coaster, like something just to set your drinks on?
Yeah, I'd say then and only then would I not also... Oh, I wouldn't do that either. I would use something else. It doesn't even deserve to sit under my mug of coffee, because like bad mascot, bad idea, bad game, and no one needs to play it.
That Domino's, though, tasty.
Yeah, I did order Domino's pizza in the middle of this week, and I don't do that often, so maybe this still paying off.
That's more like Domino's.
So, this has been part of the podcast.
This has been New Game Plus. Guys, I'm excited for this section. Usually, sometimes I'm dreading this just because of the lack of interaction throughout the week. But this week, I've been floored by the amount of viewer interaction this week.
Really?
Especially based off of last week's disastrous episode and week's disastrous game.
I actually think like, people like hearing us suffer through bad games.
I guess so. But listen, couched between these two disasters, we have had more interaction than in any week prior. I don't know if this is the start of something new, and if so, I'm excited, or if it was just a fluke. But either way, we're just going to accept it, and we're going to roll
with it. Yeah, thanks for all the shout-outs and everything.
Just wait until you hear some of the nice things that everybody said. But first, Eric. Eric sent us a Facebook message. We've got a New Game Plus Facebook. You can find us on any and all, that's not true, social media, Facebook.
We're not on MySpace.
Yet. He said this. My NES has not been working properly, so this week I decided to live vicariously through a total stranger watching his playthrough on YouTube. So hope this counts for valid feedback. It does. At first glance, it looked like a neat little platformer, so I was thinking, this might be okay. Oh, but how quickly the tide can turn. I was trying to figure out what in the world they were doing playing cards for pizza. Huh? From what I saw, the sequence was entirely too long, and found my interest was waning quick. I trudged through and kept watching. Then, during the platforming, it all of a sudden changed to a scene where one character is whacking moles. I was done. I don't think I will ever play this game. Ever. Maybe I missed something with just watching, but it didn't look like much fun. Thanks, Eric.
Eric, you're right. We agree. And plus one to you for using the word trudged. I like it.
And my friend, you didn't miss anything.
It's true.
No, I finished the game and I wish I would have quit early on, like you guys.
Yeah, Nolan is missing more now having finished the game than you're missing having just watched the game.
Right.
Our old school friend Rev Beraldo sent us some messages on Twitter. which you can find us on twitter.com/NGP podcast. And he said this: I've been playing Yonoid, and boy, is that a hard game. Maybe I'm terrible at games, but I'm really getting frustrated here. I can't really judge the controls since I'm playing with a PS3 controller, not on the original system. However, they are slow and awkward at times, especially on the second level. Some things about the game are really weird, like the scrolls you can collect. You can use a power by holding your action button plus down, but I never used it because I can often beat the enemies using the yo-yo. I don't know if I like or hate this game, so I'm definitely looking forward to the episode on Monday. Guys, did you know that you could actually use those scrolls that you've been collecting?
Yeah, the like snowflake one was one of the useful ones for me because it just kind of like clears the screen.
Nothing,
but it doesn't make sense.
Nothing in the game like tells you that either.
Nothing. No. I had no idea what I was collecting.
Had to look it up.
Game. Wow. That would have been nice to know. Actually, although, like, that's never really what takes you out. Like, there's never a huge horde of enemies on the screen, at least as far as I got.
Right, so it's not that, it's whatever.
Plus, it doesn't make any sense as the Noid. Like, if you're a ninja running around doing magic, it kind of makes sense.
Ooh.
But a pizza mascot?
True.
Ugh.
True. All right, so our friend Bill...
Bill.
Nolan, Nolan, you usually do that when I say Bill's name.
Sorry.
Our friend Bill.
Bill.
Emailed us. What's that email address again, Nolan?
yonoid@yahoo.com/weedandballs.
Backslash? Bill wrote us and he said, I played Dragon Warrior last week and I wanted to write in, but I kept dying to the stupid magicians and I fell asleep a few times. So I don't think he meant in real life. I think the magicians put him asleep. I can't tell.
It's funny either way.
So other than saying it's cool to see the US origin of RPGs, I didn't have much to say. Now, Yonoid. Oof. I'm hoping you guys didn't play this on cart and you were able to use save states. I have the cart, but luckily I have a Retron 5. I beat this in a little over an hour last night using save states, but man, this game is Nintendo hard.
It's true.
The pizza eating minigame was terrible and redundant, and the ending of the game was just weird. The whole three tracks that they gave us during the course of the game got redundant, and many of the enemies were just awful. That box with the worms in it, ugh. Anyway, I wouldn't recommend anyone play through this game. It's stupid and bad. Yes. He did say this. On a side note, what days do you guys typically record? I want to make sure I get to the games prior to that.
That's absolutely fair.
When do we typically record?
We generally record on Saturdays before the Monday release.
Yeah. So if you ever want to play the game along with us, send us in your commentary. Try to do that before Saturday mornings. And then we'd definitely love to include your feedback. Oh, yeah. He also said, the whole New Game Plus thing is a great title as I find your podcast completely replayable. My favorite line ever was Dustin's. He said awful. I think you've been incredible. Segue from the Chrono Trigger episode.
I don't even remember. There's no telling.
I'm glad you didn't try and segue this week. I mean, you did segue, but not terribly. So that was a good step.
I mean, we should all just get familiar with that. I'm going to segue every
just accept
week.
It. Like,
I'll
no
accept
point
it.
Pointing it out.
That's fine.
That's how it's going to
Our
be.
Our viewers have accepted it. I've accepted it.
Antonin, our good friend Antonin, he emailed us. What's that email address, Nolan?
Oh, yeah, it's pizzaface@yonoid.eu.
Right. So, ngppodcast@gmail.com. Antonin wrote in, hey guys, sorry I didn't write in last week or play the game. I got busy. My daughter started teething, so I'm constantly running on 3 hours of sleep at all times. Well, easy advice, Antonin. Get rid of your daughter. Anyways, I decided to give Yonoid a shot. I didn't get far because I mostly just detest platformers. I have a hard time staying interested in them or want to play them, especially old school platformers with one-hit kills. I like some of the game mechanics, like the moving water, which would swallow up parts of the land in the first level. The second level's icy surface and breakable platforms were pretty cool as well. I was frustrated by the icy surface. It felt unpredictable, unlike games today that have a functionality where it's a little more comfortable or controllable. But I really appreciate it as a game mechanic. I can't say much about the story because I just have no idea what it was. I also haven't gotten past level 2. I didn't find it interesting enough. I looked at a speedrun of the game. It's about 20 minutes, and it further justified abandoning the game. Also, what was it with that mini game? What was the point of it? I hope you guys liked the game more than I did.
Well, it was a good hope, but
sorry.
Nope.
Sorry.
Sorry to crush your dreams.
Yeah, but thanks for writing in, Anthony.
He, like, goes back to the teething toddler and finds it an improvement versus playing this game.
Yeah, he's like, ah, this is much better.
Yeah. So we also got an email from Jeff. He's kind of a new viewer. He emailed us. What's that email address, Nolan?
I don't remember.
Yeah, me either. He said, "Hey, guys, love the podcast. I started listening when Dan Q was a guest and have been listening ever since. Love Dan Q. I remember renting Yo Noid when I was a kid and being surprised by how polished it was. The platforming sections of the game are challenging and fun, better than they have the right to be being based on a pizza mascot. What killed the game for me was the pizza eating minigame between levels. Right after I finished the sewer stage, I got into an unwinnable game of pizza cards. That's where I am, my friend." He said, "Because I missed one of the cards in the level and I got sent back to the start of the level. I wish this minigame was optional because I thought the rest of the game was fun. Looking forward to the next game, Jeff."
I'm hearing a pattern in all of these reviews.
Of everybody agreeing with us. Avoid the Noid, guys. Avoid
the
Noid,
and the mini game is what
sealed
it.
Hashtag. If you tweet us this week, please hashtag avoid the Noid, and let's get that trending worldwide.
Domino's is going to be like, who resurrected our campaign?
Yeah, they're going to be glad.
We actually got one other email. Nolan, do you know that email address?
Is this the one from Domino's legal department?
This is actually from Hillary Loon. He said, "One of the retro games that I played, out of the retro games that I played with you guys, this one was by far the worst." I love that opening sentence. "The controls were confusing at first, but even after getting a hang of it, it was still not helpful. The game was too difficult for its own good. Most games get harder the further you get into the game, and this one is no different. However, it starts off too difficult and could easily turn first-time players away from the series. The music was good, but not good enough to mask the horrible gameplay. The only good thing about the game was the fact that the boss fights were eating contests."
Please tell me this isn't a series. I think he may have been mistaken in saying that.
No.
But if there's more than one of these games...
There is another Noid-based game, but it wasn't... It was actually before this, and it wasn't on NES, and it's a completely different kind of game. But this wasn't Domino's first shot at the cross-marketing with gaming thing. There's a DOS game, I think, that was called Avoid the Noid.
Yeah, it's called Avoid the Noid.
Can we just take a moment to just, like, thank God that this isn't a series? You know,
yeah,
like, I really feel like this is a healthy thing
because
that we decided, you know, let's leave it at this.
Some wise guy would put the sequel on the list for us to play.
We'll write thank you letters to Kenneth Noid.
Oh my gosh.
No,
the
no,
guy
no,
that
no.
went
far?
Crazy.
Is that,
too
was
far?
That was that too far? Okay, I'm sorry. I crossed the line, everyone. I apologize, viewers. If you're schizophrenic, don't go shoot places up or take hostages. Just play video games.
Hashtag avoid the Noid. So, guys, let's randomly select our new game. We've got a retro master list.
We do. That sounds cool, Dustin. What is that?
Well, Nolan, ngppodcast@gmail.com.
Oh. I'm adding that to my inbox.
Is our email address, but our we've got a retro master list, which can be found. The link can be found on our social media. We usually tweet it out at least once a week, and this is where we're collecting games that are at least 15 years old or older, and they can be on any system, any console, any genre, really, and it just has to be something we're talking
any
about.
Any kind of game as well. If you really like watching us suffer through these terrible, terrible games, though we might loathe you for it, feel free to send them in, put them on the list. But I gotta say, this week we've had a couple doozies in a row, so help us out, pat us with some good ones.
I would like to say, actually, guys, I haven't told either of you this. I thought it'd be the perfect time to tell you on the podcast, but one of our viewers named Dallas actually wrote in this week, and he suggested a new game to add to the list called Jurassic Park 2.
No, you're not serious.
I'm being 100% serious.
I'm so not surprised. We'll put it on the list, but when that game comes up, Jurassic Park was so bad.
No more dinosaur games, guys.
We got fully trolled, but I mean, you're welcome to. Like, you guys guide the list, so send stuff in.
We'll play.
But do give us some good gems, because those make it worth it.
I'm starting the randomizer now. Our next new game plus game that we're going to be playing is called Banjo-Kazooie.
Nice.
Awesome.
Classic.
Finally.
Yeah.
Nintendo 64, yeah?
Yes.
It's a fairly recent game, I think 1999 or so.
I don't know if I have a copy of this, but if I don't, it
is it a chicken and a bear?
Yeah. Not a chicken.
I don't think it's a chicken.
But it is a bear named Banjo, and it's a fun game.
and a bird named
Kazooie
Kenny.
ngppodcast@gmail.com. Once again, thank you guys for listening to this episode. It means, I mean, I was going to say the world, but that's kind of overdoing it. But it does mean a lot to us. If you haven't yet subscribed to us, like that is a great thing to do. Then you get the content immediately as it's released on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, wherever you listen to us through. And then also take a moment, rate and review us, please. If you haven't done that, that helps us more than you could possibly know. And it really just takes about 2 minutes to do. So definitely go by and rate and review us on whichever provider you listen to us on. Feel free to connect with us throughout the week. We have a Twitter @NGP Podcast. We have Facebook. You can just search New Game Plus. You could also email us. Nolan, what's that email address?
It's ngppodcast@gmail.com.
/ wow. Avoid the Noid.
#
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. I forgot what year it was.
Guys, my advice is to avoid Domino's and give up eating pizza forever. Also, avoid the Noid.
Listen, Domino's is pretty good.
I gotta second that.
I'm still Dustin.
I'm still Kenny.
I'm Nolan.
And this has been New Game Plus.